This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. You may know him as the Manitowoc Minuteman, but Milwaukeean Charlie Behrens is much more than that. His work as a comedian has made him a major exporter of Wisconsin culture, and his new album, Unthawed, takes that work a step farther. Songs like Supper Club Shuffle and Ope Nope.
Ope Nope.
Celebrate the unique cultural customs that have come to define Wisconsin life. Unthawed is a collaboration with venerated folk musician Adam Gruhl, which may be how it ended up on Billboard's top bluegrass albums. Behrens joins me now to talk about his work. Charlie, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your album made it to the Billboard top 100 bluegrass albums. Is that something that you imagined for yourself?
No, not at all. When we were making this, I never really had even a thought about the bluegrass charts or anything like that. I mean, it's super cool that that happened. I think it's honestly more of a, you know, reflection of Adam's fans and of my fans who just, you know, I think there's kind of a hunger for Midwest music, and I hope we were able to convey that in this album, and people at least bought it, so, you know, we'll see if they like it now, too.
For sure. For people who may not have seen the Manitowoc Minute, how do you describe it?
Well, the Manitowoc Minute is, you know, actually the host of the Manitowoc Minute, the other Charlie Surf, describes it best, so I'll let him do that right now. And honest to Pete, the Manitowoc Minute is the most trusted news show in all of the Midwest, okay? We just narrowly beat out them Russians, okay? And I'm telling you this much, it don't matter if we're talking about, you know, Joey the Kangaroo escaping Jerry Smith's pumpkin farm down there and over by Kenosha or whatever it is. Even the cannibal sandwiches, okay? We take on all the news that you don't need to know, and we let you know about it, don't you know? And so, does that help?
that helps indeed. God, the cannibal sandwich is actually something that came up in one of our meetings recently, because we have a new producer, Becca Schimmel, who is new to Wisconsin, and we spend time having to explain different Wisconsinisms to her, which is really most of what your material deals with, as you just mentioned. What do you think makes Wisconsin such fertile ground for comedy?
Wisconsin is one of those amazing states that prides itself on not taking itself too seriously. And I think you really see that a lot with the Packers. We're the only team in the NFL whose fans consistently wear a wedge of cheese on their head. And that wedge of cheese can also be worn to a funeral and seen as a sign of respect. And I think between that and a lot of different goofy cultural things that we've just embraced their weirdness over the years, and it's become something that people just, you know, it's loving things about where you're from. And I think Wisconsin just embraces its idea of home more than other states. Honestly, I do think that the Packers have a big involvement in that, because it's the smallest market in the NFL and people have ownership over the team. And I feel like when people have ownership over something, they kind of dig into it and really make it their own and take greater pride in it than if it's owned by, you know, some billionaire or whatever. And so I think that it sort of maybe started there, and then it kind of just, you know, reached out to the rest of the state. And I really have no idea, but that would be my best guess.
You know, you mentioned, of course, the rest of the state, but you've really been a big part of kind of exporting Wisconsin-isms to the rest of the country and in some ways the rest of the world. This new album, Unthawed, made it to the Billboard Top 100 for bluegrass albums. And that's a big deal because it is, again, really centered on Wisconsin, the Midwest. Can you tell us a bit about the songs?
Yeah. So Adam Gruhl and I, and Adam Gruhl in Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, which is a great Wisconsin bluegrass band, you know, we got together and about a year ago and recorded a song called Old Wisconsin Jubilee, which just picked out a few of the nuances in Wisconsin culture and really, you know, celebrated them in that song. Adam then went on tour with me, and actually in Green Lake, we were doing the Thrasher Opera House. And in that green room, we just started talking about, you know, how there are so many different Midwest cities and towns with names that are like, what were they thinking when they named that town? You know, I mean, like, Knockemstiff, Ohio, or Whitshire, Iowa, or Wisconsin Rapids. They don't have rapids in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ain't no rapids in Wisconsin Rapids, the Green Lake Shore, the blue. Now Jesus had himself 12 apostles, so how come there's 22 apostles island?
You know, so we really started exploring that, and then we came to the conclusion that people should just not be drinking brandy when they name their towns, and that was the inspiration for naming your towns. From there, we just started writing a bunch of other songs. We wrote LaFleur about the flower of the frozen tundra, that'd be Matt LaFleur, obviously, and a song called Up North, which is, you know, just about the beauty of going up north when everything, you know, is going south. Supper Club Shuffle is a fun one, celebrating the sort of religious experience of going to a supper club. You know, you go on Sunday after you go to church, or Friday night, or Thursday, Wednesday too. You know, and then we just got enough songs that we were like, well, this is more than just a few songs. We should write a few more and make an album. And so that's what we did. And honestly, it was one of the funnest experiences of my life. I grew up wanting to be a musician and, you know, really inspired by Bob Dylan and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it always had been a dream of mine to make an album. And it was just a privilege to do it, because honestly, I had no business doing it. But Adam really took me under his wing musically, showed me the ropes. And then I always had written songs, so I kind of added that element a little bit. Adam wrote a bunch of the songs too. But, you know, we just put our minds together and came up with something that I hope people like.
When you think about Wisconsinisms in general, what sticks out to you as maybe your favorite?
You know, I really do think that the Wisconsin nice or the Midwest nice thing is very present here. And I think it's sort of an aspirational thing. I know we've gone through sort of a complicated political deal over the past few years. And I think that there's been a lot of negativity thrown out about, you know, people going after each other, especially in a battleground state. But I think that when the dust settles, it's sort of my hope that we all have that, you know, just kindness toward each other, no matter, you know, your race, your religion, your background, whatever it is, that we can just see each other in all our differences and approach people with that niceness, that kindness.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan, so it's an honor to come on.
Charlie Behrens is a comedian and performer best known for his work on the Manitowoc Minute. His new album is called Unthawed.